Shade conditions can be ideal for many things to grow. Architect Dean Sakamoto, founder of the Shade Institute, Sustainable Humanitarian Architecture and Design for the Earth. He's here to join us. He joins us live to talk about a new creative lab space on Richard Street. So, Dean, you've been involved in a couple of projects now, kind of empowering communities, right? You did Chinatown, Waipahu, and now the focus is what, River Street?
Yes, Catherine, that's correct. We're working with the Riverwalk community, or the former Kukui redevelopment area from the 1960s.
And so tell us, what's involved in this process?
Well, what's involved is making the area stakeholders, which include property owners, business owners, and residents, and people who just hang out around the Riverwalk and its various city parks, aware of this opportunity to organize to create a special improvement district by city ordinance, which will enable future physical improvements to make it more safer, more lively, more economically productive area, and right. A nice place for tourists as well.
Right, and that area I know has been problematic. They've had a lot of gamblers that kind of hang out in that area. It's been an area for crime when we had the overhang, and that the area was kind of a magnet for all kinds of problems.
Well, yeah. If we just leave the place as is, you're going to have people who find other creative activities to happen there. I say creative because you know it's a free country and people can do whatever they want, whether it's illicit or legal. We're looking to make it more accessible for everyone. And especially the people who live and work in the area, which, by the way, will include American Savings Bank, which is bringing, what I hear, 600 employees to the area at their new corporate campus.
So you want to be able to make it an area that's inviting for the people that work there, maybe on their lunch hour, to go down there, take a stroll?
Yes, for sure. Definitely for the bank. And I also should mention that there's also Hawaii USA Credit Union, who's there, and they have about 200 employees, and they're wonderful temples, they're cultural amenities there, like the Izuma Taisha Temple that's there, and they get visited heavily by Japanese tourists who come to get blessed, and locals alike. Lam Sai Ho Tong, which is a Chinese-American temple, and it's heavily visited. And of course, we have the Cultural Plaza, the Chinese Cultural Plaza, which is in that area.
Yeah, I was amazed. I took the downtown Chinatown tour and learned about the temple there, and how the lines of visitors, Japanese visitors, really snakes around the area during the New Year's. Well, that was a little bit of I think our current history that I wasn't even aware of, because I don't often walk down there. But it really kind of just gave me, kind of opened up my eyes as to what's happening and the possibilities for that little stretch of Chinatown.
Yes. On a daily basis, you have buses of tourists to see Izuma Taisha in particular. And I was there also on New Year's Day, and there's a line going, like you said, around the block onto Baritania Street. But the question is, where else do people go aside from their destination on the Riverwalk? And when you think about the geography of Nu'uanu Stream, which is the tributary of the Nu'uanu Ahupua'a, which continues up to the Pali, this riverside continues alongside Vineyard, under Vineyard Avenue. It goes up under H-1 Freeway up to Liliuokalani Gardens and up through the Pali. The Riverwalk itself is a city park. From Baritania Street up to the freeway on both sides with Foster Garden. And Kuan Yin Temple also is in Foster Garden. So it's a tremendous cultural and even spiritual amenity, and could be an economic asset as well when you think what's coming in a few years with the rail station over on Kekaulike and Nimitz. So that really would be a true urban space that connects mass transit with Chinatown as a main attraction up through the natural feature of the Nu'uanu Stream into the Pali.
So you're hoping to get not just the people that work down there but live in that area to get involved and come talk about what's possible.
Yes. We call them stakeholders. It's kind of a technical term, but all that means is people who have a stake in a place and who care about a place, and you know, it could be tied to your, you know, your livelihood if you own property or if you own a business in that area, if you live there. But also if you have memories, if you grew up in that area, and few people, well, I guess you have to be my age or older to remember, but that area, the Kukui area, used to be a lively neighborhood that was deemed a slum by the federal government and the city at the time. And it was a place, it was an urban renewal site where federal money came in and was able to demolish all of the residential stock, which was the Chinatown residential, the residential extension of Chinatown, and to build pretty much what you see there today, which is single-use zoning. We have high-rise housing. We have you know, areas for temples and mortuaries. But the trend now is to have a more mixed use, to make a more vital environment. And maybe that's something we should talk about at this workshop, is how we can recognize the past, what worked in the past, what didn't work, what's working now, what's not working. And we're just doing these workshops to get people's input and to help them think about the possibilities of organizing. And then the physical improvements really cannot happen without some kind of an organization like a special improvement district.
And you worked on a project in Waipahu. Talk about that briefly.
Okay, so we've worked on a number of things in Waipahu. The first I'll say very quickly, because it was really a nice collaboration working with the city, the city's transit-oriented district planning group led by Harrison Rue and his planners, and also a private firm, PBR Hawaii, where we helped with the Waipahu action plan, which worked with the town center of Waipahu, people around the center of Waipahu, to visualize what is possible and coming up with easy solutions to make improvements in preparation for the rail, which is physically already there. It's not operational, but the station mm-hmm. is almost built. So kind of working with that historic neighborhood in transition, because as we know, Sugar Cane left Waipahu over 20 years ago. And so the question is, what next? Will rail be an answer? Now, the second project we're working on in Waipahu is with two major stakeholders. Waipahu High School is one, and the other is the Waipahu Aloha Clubhouse, which is a State Department of Health adult day center for adults with mental disabilities. We've been working with them, and our champion for that project is Mary Pat Waterhouse, who is a good friend and was on the board of the clubhouse, and who has been advocating with this between the city and state to build a safe sidewalk for safe passage to the clubhouse and the high school from Farrington Highway, where most of the members of the clubhouse and many of the school students have to walk almost a quarter mile. And there's no sidewalks on Waipio Point Access Road. It's a windy and kind of a dangerous road that's overgrown with junk cars on it. So over the last two and a half years, our summer shade summer program, which attracts students, university level students in the planning and design fields from around the world now, to spend 10 weeks with us, and they worked in that, and so we're working towards taking that through technical design drawings, and possibly realizing it in the coming year.
Okay, so those are just examples of what the community can do, and that's the whole point of this upcoming workshop on Thursday. And if folks want to come down, that's a little bit, it's in the evening. It's an evening event, so folks can join you then.
Yes, 5 to 7, and all of our events are held at what's called the Shade City Lab, which is at 850 Richards Street, the corner of Richards and Merchant. And it was provided to us generously by the Yangtze Foundation,
okay.
who owns the building.
All right, well, thanks very much for joining us, Dean. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Architect Dean Sakamoto of the Shade Institute. Again, that event on Thursday is free and open to the public this Thursday night at its new lab space on Richard Street. You can listen back to the full story on the conversation page on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.